Hello, friends. Welcome to Business Line Podcasts. I'm Amiti Sen. This episode is part of our series on NDA at 10, where we are attempting to evaluate the performance of the NDA government in important areas over the last 10 years. Today, our area of discussion is the NDA's flagship Production-Linked Incentive Scheme, or the PLI, which was launched to boost domestic manufacturing, attract global investments, and create employment in strategic sectors. Although the scheme was announced in 2020 during the second stint of the NDA, it is the most significant and ambitious scheme under the government's Make in India initiative with a corpus of Rs. 1.97 lakh crore. The 14 sectors were handpicked carefully by the government for the scheme, and it includes the large-scale electronics manufacturing sector, including mobiles, pharmaceuticals, food processing, IT hardware, automobiles and auto components, drug intermediaries and APIs, medical devices, specialty steel, white goods, textile products, solar PV modules, ACC battery, and drone companies. But 4 years after the scheme was announced, it appears that most of the action has actually happened in just one sector, that of mobile manufacturing. As the government has said, the gestation period for some sectors is long, and as long as investments are coming into other sectors, things would start looking up. But at the same time, the government is also trying to weave in some flexibility into at least some of the sectors to make them more attractive. We have with us today our expert guest, Ajay Srivastav, former Indian Trade Service Officer and founder of research body Global Trade Research Initiative, to give us his take on the PLI scheme. Welcome to the episode, sir. So basically, you have been among all the sectors, you have also been tracking the PLI sector, and you came up with a paper in 2023. So now, the scheme has taken off in at least 7-8 sectors. So what is your assessment? If you were asked to, score the NDA's performance on the PLI scheme in the scale of 1 to 5, what would your assessment be?
Good morning, Amiti, and thanks for inviting me for this. The PLI was introduced with a great clarity of vision. It outlined a clear plan for the next 5 years, set aside a large sum of $24 billion for support, identified 15 product groups, which you just mentioned, and these included products like electronics, telecom, and medical devices, which India imports in large quantities, and we lack sufficient expertise in this. But the scheme also included products where we have traditional strengths, but we need to scale up. For example, auto components, food processing, and textiles. And the scheme also allowed the global best practices, which means it allowed invited participation from not only Indian firms, but also it was open to the foreign manufacturers. So based on these factors, we can say PLI scheme was introduced with great clarity of vision. And I give 4 out of 5 or excellent rating on the vision part. But this is a vision part. There's another part, that is design and implementation part. And that's where I see the problems coming in. So concerned administrative ministries were made responsible for working out details of the scheme once it was announced at the central level. Now, most ministries, the problem is, except probably MeitY, they lack experience needed to design and implement such schemes effectively. And in their overzealousness, they identified many criteria to be met for receiving the incentive. So the criteria look good on paper, but may be difficult for the firms to meet. For example, the criteria included minimum investment thresholds, production targets, degree of localization for the final product, and many, many more. What was the result? Despite many companies getting approval under PLI scheme, we read that more than 800 firms were given approval for production. And despite many of these starting production, they struggle to meet all the criteria needed for them to achieve. And hence, they are unable to get the incentive. So production is happening, but they are not getting the incentive because they are not meeting all the criteria. So this is resulting in poor outcomes and very poor optics for the government. So one data point, less than 5% of the $24 billion funds allocated for 5 years, less than 5% of $24 billion have been disbursed so far. And worse, 80% of this 5% goes to just smartphone making companies. So I would like to give a caveat here. This 80% is my data because government does not publish the product-wise details. So basically, PLI story so far we know is a great success story for smartphones. The results are underwhelming for the most other sectors. So to sum up, while the PLI gets 4 out of 5 or excellent ratings on vision part, it gets a poor 2 out of 5 on design and implementation of sectoral schemes. Thank you, Amiti.
Great. So as far as the conceptualization of the scheme is concerned, you think that it's a very good scheme and it deserves 4 out of 5. But as you say, implementation has been poor in most sectors. So now that, you know, the government is taking a relook at the rules in certain sectors, so hopefully, you know, there would be some relaxations, the ones that you talked about, that would be weaved in. So, but that, it has to be seen. So my next question to you is that, what do you think, you know, is or could be the game changer for PLIs? You know, especially since, as you pointed out, performance has mostly been in mobile sectors, and while the scheme is, you know, for 14 sectors. So what do you think could be the game changer here?
I'm concerned about the firms who have put their money, started production under the PLI process, but are unable to get the incentives. You know, largely, if we forget about everything, the scheme is about increasing production of certain items. Rest, everything is in detail. So firms are doing the production, but not getting the incentive because they are unable to meet all the criteria needed. So at the end of this year, this is the fourth year of the PLI scheme, the game changer we can think of would be to review and simplify the criteria and give incentives to all such firms that have some production to show. But this call needs to be taken, but it can only be taken at the top and not at the ministries level who have designed the individual schemes. If they do, they may face audit and other objections if they dilute any criteria. So they will not be inclined to dilute it. So the call has to be taken at the very top. The criteria review is most needed for redoing, for looking up for better performance of the PLI scheme. You know, manufacturing is challenging worldwide. By granting PLI incentives to the firms who have shown some production, government could support firms that have invested and chosen India as their manufacturing destination. But while I'm talking about diluting the criteria, I'm very firm on one point. The support or dilution should not favor firms that focus only on assembling imported components. Our experience tells that such firms vanish once the incentives end.
So you have just elaborated on where the course correction could be, what the government can do to make things better. But, you know, if you were to sum up on what the unfinished agenda for the PLI sector is, you know, what can be done going forward to make things better? So how would you sum it up?
So I say the agenda is, long-term agenda is Make in India. Making most things in India that we need. And I recall the success stories of 80s of Maruti Suzuki collaboration. You know, just one collaboration lifted the productivity of thousands of parts and component makers in the auto sector by 250% in the next 2 decades. We need more such stories in electronics, high-end engineering, solar photovoltaic manufacturing, robotics, drone making, and many other sectors. This would require developing a local component ecosystem. Without that, we'll just be importing components and assembling at some level and making output. But we need to focus on developing local component ecosystem, and we need deeper revolution. For example, for achieving this, a PLI could be introduced for components like PCBs, memory units, and chips. These account for 60 to 80% of the cost of the most electronic device. We can think of similar thing for other sectors. For example, for textiles, the focus should be on synthetic fabric and yarn, which we import in large quantities from China. For pharmaceuticals, the focus could not be on APIs or KSM, but the essential chemicals that they make APIs and KSMs. So achieving this level of deep manufacturing will take time. It won't be easy. China took over 2 decades. And so I think we need a long-term scheme, say continuation of PLI scheme in some format for achieving these ends. We need to focus on long-term.
Right. Thank you so much, Mr. Srivastava, for explaining the details of the PLI scheme, you know, how it has folded so far and what lies ahead. So as usual, you know, our listeners will have benefited so much from, you know, your deep knowledge of the sector. Thanks so much. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me. Thank you, Amiti.